Hey guys, it's Lofnan. I thought I would do my little fantasy of the month for my first one because I like to keep you guys updated and I think you guys like these. I hope you do because they're really fun for me and I like sharing things with you and talking things out like this. Anyway, I thought I would do this month's fantasy while I ride my Hitachi instead of using my womanizer because my womanizer makes me come way too fast. So I'm just gonna turn this on. Ooh, are we not working? Why aren't we working? There we go. Wrong plug. As you can hear, it's on. Ooh, I'm gonna put it right here. Oh, that's nice. I forgot how good it felt just to like sit on a Hitachi and kind of play with your nipples for a bit. Yeah, that's good. Just getting spit on my fingers so that I can have an easier time rubbing them. That feels good. Oh, fuck yeah. My fantasy this month is Omegaverse related. Wow, who could have called it? And also deals with a breeding kink because, again, wow, who could have called it? What can I say? I really think Omegaverse is hot, and I think breeding is really hot, and I'm not going to apologize for it. But, I had this idea for like a town where every Omega or every person, I guess, comes of age, there's a ceremony. And this ceremony in this town basically determines if you are maybe an alpha, beta, or omega, something like that. I don't know. Either way, you're in this town and it's your day. It's you've come up, and so you're getting ready for the ceremony and obviously, you're really fucking nervous. Your nerves are just killing you, and you're nervous. I gotta stop saying that. I can't think of another word right now, but, and this woman walks in, and I'm gonna say she's probably a beta or an alpha, something like that. And she can sense your fear, and she takes a more maternal approach to it, and she starts trying to comfort you, maybe. She's trying to say that everyone in town goes through this. It's a normal part of life. It's not, there's nothing scary about it. It's a welcome change. It's all for the best, and you know, it's part of becoming a respected adult in our community, and don't you want to be respected and you know, that kind of a thing. And she's talking to you a lot, and obviously you might not be getting calmer, but you're definitely having a reaction to her words. And you know, she tells you how she went. She went through something similar. Right there. Oh, fuck. When she starts telling you about how she did something similar. Obviously, she's from this town. She knows what it's like to go through something like this. And she tells you what it was like for her, and she goes into detail about how like this happened to her and exactly what goes down and the ceremony and how it made her feel and that what she was classified as, all that kind of a thing. And the story, you start having a reaction like anyone else would, hearing about this gorgeous woman in front of you being fucked and having her designation known. And you can't help it, you're just having a reaction, and she finds it sweet and endearing that you that you like her story that much, that maybe you relate to it, or I'm not exactly I'm not sure. But then she offers you something. She offers to make it better for you, to give you something that she never had the chance for. And of course you're curious, because what could she give you? What could this person who's basically sending you out there to be fucked and humiliated in front of the whole town to see you in such a vulnerable and helpless state, what can she offer you to make you feel better? Oh, fuck right there. Oh, fuck. And this is when she tells you that she'll be your first if you don't want to lose it in front of everyone. If you don't want to be surprised and startled by what's happening to you or what's going to come next, if you want to know what to expect, she's going to give you a chance to do something that she never had the chance to do. And she offers to fuck you, to take your virginity, to take your first time and to knot you properly, to show you. Oh, fuck. To show you what it's like to be fucked for real and to get your designation. She promised you that this won't make you present or anything like that, because it's not the PAX. Oh, fuck. It's not the PAX Alpha. She's just this random person who's offering to help you, who's taking pity on you and wants you to have a better chance than her. Oh, fuck. And so you accept. You accept her offer to be your first. And she takes you slowly. She starts by gently kissing you. And you would probably let out soft little noises. And she would hum in contentment, grabbing you closer to her, pulling you flush against her. Oh, and she'd tell you how sweet you are for her, how docile, how she couldn't let someone like that packed alpha ruin you in front of everyone, that you deserve to be taken apart sweetly and gently for your first time, that she's giving you what she always wished she had. She makes you feel special and loved and cared about. And she slowly undresses you from like a ceremonial robe or something. I don't know. And, oh, fuck. She starts by doing something that you might never experience again. And she tells you that. And she starts by going down on you for a little bit. Just to warm you up enough. A lick here. Some sucking there, you know. Warming you up nice and good for it. And the entire time, you're getting more and more desperate. You're getting more desperate the more it goes on. And she's taking her time, lavishing you in praise and worship. Watching you fall apart right before her eyes, and you can do nothing to stop it. Oh, fucking, she loves it. It gets her really fucking hard or wet or... I haven't decided yet. And after about, like, 5-6 minutes of this, she asks if you're ready. And you say, ready for what? And she would say, for this, and start fucking you. Fucking you in earnest. Oh, fuck. She would... start slamming into you. Oh, fuck yeah. And she would start saying things like, you take it so well, you look so good on my cock, and you're gonna have to present as Omega, because just look at you. You take my cock so well, you're gonna look so good knotted up, I just can't wait. Oh, fuck. And you're both meeting each other's thrusts, and she's tucking you and fucking you at the same time. And you can't help yourself, and you start moaning, and oh, fuck. And she has to remind you to be quiet, because she doesn't want anyone to hear, because what you two are doing is technically against the rules. She shouldn't technically be doing this to you, because... Because your first is supposed to be with the Pact Alpha. It's supposed to be in front of everybody like hers was, but she doesn't want that for you. She wants to take care of you. She wants you to come and your first time to be good for you, to feel good. Oh, fuck. And as she does, she starts talking about breeding you, about seeing you swell with her pups and everyone thinking that they're the Pact Alphas. But they're hers. She starts talking about how hot it would be for you to carry around hers and everyone praising you for being such a fertile slut for the Pact Alpha when really that's what you are for her. She talks about how hot the secret of fucking you would be, but all you have to do is be a Beta or Omega for her. And that's when it solidifies in your mind that's what you want to be, because that's just how good it feels. That's how much you want her. You want this. You want to stay with her forever. And she, oh fuck, she thinks she could give you everything that you want. Everything you deserve. Oh fuck. And at that point, she's talking about breeding you and knocking you up, and this goes on. Oh fuck, she knots you. Oh fuck, and maybe she accidentally mates you. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. But maybe she would end up mating you by accident, and then it could go into a whole sequel thing, and we could make it a little series, or, oh, I could do it. I could do a whole little series with that for, like, this tier or something. I don't know. Anyways, let me know what you guys think. Let me know if you want this, and I will be seeing you tomorrow. Bye.